Speaking to attendees at a volunteer, sponsor appreciation night recently held for the Highway to Heroes car show, Col. Jonathan Bouchard, base commander at 15 Wing, released the details of the twice-canceled Snowbirds' 50th reunion were released. He said the October event will see up to 600 people, many alumni from the Snowbirds squadron, will be in Moose Jaw for the event. There are going to be about 600 people coming here and yes, we will be at the Western Development Museum Mr. Mayor, Clive Tolley, on the Friday along with the chief. And we are looking forward to bring back good memories to town, Bouchard said. The event is also about bringing back people involved in the origins of the Snowbirds at what was then called CFB Moose Jaw. We have asked people who were with the Snowbirds from the beginning to be here. We are fortunate to have a World War II veteran that flew with 431 Squadron in Bomber Command that will part of that party on the Friday. So thanks to us for dressing the town in red and we are very, very happy to be part of and humbled to be part of Moose Jaw, he said. Mayor Clive Tolley said the major Snowbird Squadron reunion is set to be held next weekend. Next weekend, Thursday through Sunday the 20th to the 23rd of October, the Snowbirds alumni are having their 50th reunion. Now this was scheduled for 2 years ago but in 2020 it was cancelled. Again in 2021 it was cancelled and this year they are going to go ahead with it, Mayor Tolley said. The mayor said the reunion is a bit of a secret in Moose Jaw. I became aware this morning that not everybody seems to know about it, he said. Mayor Tolley said the city will be releasing a video of the upcoming event soon. We want people from Moose Jaw to know the Snowbird alumni are in town for those 3 days. We want them to dress up the city in red and white and show welcome to them. Let's just make them feel really, really welcome and put on a show of red and white from the city of Moose Jaw. The original story can be found on the MJ Independent website.